final lesson of our Believers Academy series, 10 Steps to Debt Freedom. I'm Lindsay, and it's good to be back with you. I've really enjoyed taking this journey with you, and I'm looking forward to today's lesson, Final Steps to Debt Freedom. I like the sound of that, and I'm sure you do too. Before we move into our final three steps, let's take a look at a KCM partner testimony of financial freedom as a reminder of why we're on this venture.
My name is Eli Entz, and this is my wife, Haley Entz.
He's Canadian, and I'm South African. And we had moved back to South Africa for a couple of years. And that's where we first got introduced to a Rhema church in Durban. And that's when we first started learning Word of Faith and Faith Christianity, the very surface of it. And we actually came back to Canada and we had absolutely nothing. We had a two-year-old and a two-month-old, and we came back and had enough money to live on for a week and two little children, and absolutely nothing. No winter clothes, like you couldn't start with more nothing than we had. Really just tithed our way right out of that whole situation and continued to be blessed and learn more about that. And then over time started watching BVOV, and we continued to tithe and continued to sow, and God just kept increasing us and made a way for us to get our first home. But we had a mortgage because we really hadn't grasped the debt-free aspect of faith yet. But as we were learning and more about that, I really got that in me that I wanted to be mortgage-free and debt-free. So I would keep on seeking the Lord, and then He would show us different things to do and we would obey. The very first time George and Gloria taped their first week and we started watching, and that's when I think we got a revelation of getting serious about wanting to be mortgage free. And by now my son, my younger son, is in his last year of high school, and I had always had a goal to be mortgage free and debt free before my youngest child graduated from high school. And here we were months, and I said to God, well, I can't do this in my own strength. It's not possible for me. Like you in the natural, it doesn't look possible. And so we made a decision to actually fast from all our secular TV shows and the other natural things, and to order the financial breakthrough package and to do it over and over again. And we just kept doing it. And so we did it the first 10 days, and then the way you think starts to change a little bit. So then we did it another 10 days and it goes a bit deeper, and did it another 10 days, and then just kept standing on all of those scriptures and all of those promises. We were just driving home and I got a download from the Lord. This is what you have. Use it. And I got very specific instructions about what to do. And it was partly to do with using our contracting company to go and build and sell a house. And it took boldness, mm-hmm. and stepping out in faith. Mm-hmm. And so we just acted on that and everything fell into place. And the house was sold within less than a week. We didn't even have a second open house. And so that was our supernatural sale. Mm-hmm. And from that, the Lord showed us how to take those resources and pay our mortgage down, and all before my son graduated. So that was like all standing in faith and standing on all those promises, and all came to pass in a very quick period of time, because what was not possible in the natural, mm-hmm. He made work.
I just would like to say the word works. We've just found over the years, when we needed God, we realized we had to get in the Word. It was us who had to make the move to get in the Word, put the Word first place, mm-hmm. And every time the word works. We've learned so much through watching these different packages, the healing package, the wellness, the relationship package, the financial freedom thing. We keep doing these over and over because we need to re-immerse ourselves. We constantly have to put that in so that we're ready. And then George and Gloria, we just can't wait for it to begin again because we want to keep moving in step with financial freedom and stay free.
I don't know about you, but I really enjoy hearing testimonies of believers who have found victory in places where I need to see victory too. Well, with that, let's dive into today's lesson with step number 8, pay off your mortgage. Wow, I don't know anyone who doesn't want to see this become a reality in their lives. It can sometimes seem too big to achieve, but we have a big God, and He specializes in the impossible. Once you've paid off all other debts, including charge cards, student loans, and vehicles, it's time to put all of your debt reduction money into your mortgage. Be sure that all extra amounts you include in your payments are being applied to principal. If a significant amount of your total loan has been paid down, consider re-amortizing the loan, allowing for extra payment amounts to have the greatest impact. Let's move to step 9, avoid car debt. Once you paid off your vehicle, you'll love the freedom so much, you'll never want to go into debt for a vehicle again. The way to do this is to begin making a monthly car payment into your savings account. The average car payment is $425 per month. If you do this for 3 years, you will have saved $15,300 for your next car. Paying cash for your vehicles will keep you from incurring this type of debt ever again. Our final step today is the most important. Step 10, stay out of debt. This is what makes all of your hard work worth it. How do you do this? Well, once all of your existing debt is paid off, you can begin building your savings account. How much should you shoot for? An ideal goal is 3 to 6 months of living expenses. This will allow you to have a little more freedom in your spending and build a cushion for future planning. With debt no longer draining your income, it's time to make investing a non-negotiable. Save 10% or more from every paycheck and invest for the long term. Proverbs 13:22 says, "Good people leave an inheritance to their grandchildren." Once you are debt-free, building your wealth opens the door for you to bless others, including generations to come. Finally, and this is the most fun part, make plans to give an extravagant offering or sow a seed into a ministry. This is God's will for you as you enjoy your prosperity. Well, that's it. You did it. You completed our course and you are on your way to debt freedom and walking in God's will for your life, prosperity. Be sure to check out the downloads tab below to get all 10 debt freedom strategies in one document. I hope you've enjoyed this as much as I have. It's been a pleasure growing in the Word with you. I hope you feel challenged to go out and make a change. We here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries are believing with you for your debt freedom, supernatural blessing, and miracles in your life. I hope you'll join us soon for another Believers Academy course. Until then, remember, Jesus is Lord.